Ken, you better be checking him for weapons when he comes in, because you're going to cause some kind of a reaction.
He's a pacifist. We're both pacifists.
It's not going to get physical between you two.
Maybe we'll have that AB boxing match. Which famous YouTuber does he want to fight?
Logan Paul.
That's right. Oh, Logan Paul would destroy him, by the way.
Have they found AB yet? I mean, I need an update
on
it.
No update yet. I mean, he's still in his house. He wouldn't come out of the house. They were trying to get him to cooperate, and he just, like, locked himself in. So now they have to get a warrant for him.
He's like, nah.
I mean, seriously, is somebody going to get him some help? He needs some help.
He does need help.
Is there anybody? I mean, who is going to be? Is it family? Does he have any family? Does he have any friends who could help him out?
He's got that singer girl.
How about Delonte West?
How's he doing? No, Delonte West is not going to. We talked about that yesterday. That's a horrible thing too. But the NBA ought to help Delonte West.
Absolutely.
They have billions of dollars. They ought to do something.
For no other reason than it's a pretty easy PR thing for them. They look good.
Greg, Drew Rosenhaus is insane. Granted, he's a very rich, insane person as well. But even he said, "Guy, I can't do this anymore."
Yeah. I just, honestly, he needs some kind of assistance. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up, Derek?
Hold on, just getting off figure. I preface my call by, I'm actually a speed geologist.
Wait, you got to, Derek, you got, are we off the speaker or not?
Yeah, you're off speakerphone. Is that better? Right. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. What's going on?
So first of all, my background, I'm actually a geologist. I'm a lifelong resident of Massachusetts. And I just wanted to weigh in on a couple of points about the gas thing. First of all, our state, what people don't realize is, that they already tried to put it to ballot to raise the gas tax. And it failed at the ballot. So this is just a backdoor way of overriding the voters' sentiment. And the state does that all the time to us. That's a lot of malarkey about the global warming stuff. I'm not a denier. Global change in climate has been happening forever. We all know that. We've had that debate before. So, this is just a backdoor way of raising the tax.
Well, what do you say to, like, the 781 texter who says, how can you be so naive, Greg? You're a smart guy. How do you still deny this? And if you don't do something about it like everybody else, then we're going to be in trouble, blah, 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 blah. Like, I mean, there is, obviously the climate is constantly changing. I guess the question is, what percentage of that change are human beings responsible for? Right, Derek?
Greg, this is the thing about the whole global warming climate change debate. They've got you focused on the wrong thing. This is all about politics and changing economy on the world scale. There's a book called The Global Warming Hoax, which describes a lot of this stuff in detail. I recommend it to any people. It's been on the Glenn Beck Show and a lot of other different shows. A famous geologist guy wrote the book. And there's absolutely... the science is not good on this because they don't take into effect things like sunspots heating up the earth and extra solar activity and all sorts of other stuff. They're just coloring the statistics to where they want. And then this has been used as a political tool to change economies, to do things, shift trillions of dollars to different areas. It's all outlined in this book. I'm not exactly an expert at describing that.
Yeah.
But, of course climate's changing. We can go to the ocean. When I was in Northeastern in Boston, we went out there. We took core samples of sediments along the shore. And you can see that the ocean has been changing where the shoreline was for thousands, millions of years. It's called transgression and regression sequences. If you look that up, you'll see, this has been moving back and forth forever. There's nothing we're going to do to stop it, and I don't know that it's coming next year or in the next 100 years. So it's all economics and politics which is driving this, and of course they get the altruistic people like that liberal guy on your show there who's saying...
Who Ken or Nick? Defends which one? Things. There's a couple
Ken,
of them.
Ken. Yeah. They always come up with it appeals to your emotions, right? They come up with plausible reasons why. Don't you want to save the turtles? And that's all they're doing is playing games with your emotions and your cognitive biases. It's all driven by politics.
Derek.
Meanwhile, Mr. Glenn Beck, geologist, calls it.
Listen.
Very stable genius.
I think people should be able to do whatever they want individually to help save the planet. So whether that's recycling or foregoing, in the case of Danielle, She foregoes the use of plastic straws and, you know, whatever anybody wants to do, I think they should do. What I object to is being told in the name of saving the planet that there's going to be a 17 cents per gallon increase in the gas tax, when what it's really about is funding the public transportation system on the backs of the people who don't use it. That's what I object to. The people who are going to pay to fix the MBTA, which has been abused by countless governors and legislatures in this state for decades, the people who are going to pay for it are the people who are driving themselves to work who don't have access to a public transportation system that can get them where they're going.
The T is great if you commute to Boston. Not everyone works in Boston. Right. Hate to break it to you.
It's not even great if you commute from certain areas. If you live in the confines of the city, then yes.
It's never really great. I mean, if we're being honest.
It was a very liberal use. Not liberal as in party, but liberal use of the word great.
If you live in the confines of the city, yes. You know, you can get on there and chances are, you know, likely that you're not going to have somebody exposing themselves next to you or whatever, or grabbing you or copping a feel or whatever. I mean, the odds are pretty good. But if you're elsewhere and you have to be at work at an early hour, good luck on finding your way to the commuter rail and getting your way in and out of the city.
Well,
good
that's
luck.
The point. They're trying to upgrade. That you heard, Baker. That's okay. Where the money's going.
Well, find the state budget is in the, what is it, in the Is it $1 trillion, Danielle? What was
I think
the,
so.
I mean, maybe it's only in the billions. Maybe it's $25 billion. But find money elsewhere to fix it.
And the other thing that it finally hit me, you know who environmentalist nuts are? They're like soccer fans. It's not enough for them to just like soccer and watch soccer. They have to tell everybody that they're a moron if they don't love the beautiful game. It's not enough for these global warming
people.
Global
crisis is equivalent to soccer fandom.
People are running for president right now saying that our greatest issue is climate change. They're running on that platform, leaders in the Democrat Party, and they can't even define it. I mean, that's the absurdity with which we live right now.
$43 billion is the fiscal year 2020 budget for the Commonwealth.
$43 billion.
Let's allocate some of that to Brady. You want to save Massachusetts?
Yes.
Send some of that Tom's way. Stay Tom.
Yes. What percent would you be willing to give to Tom Brady if he would stay? 12% of that $43 billion. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
I hate me too.
Steve.
Hello, gentlemen and ladies. Good morning. I want to give you my plight over the last 40 years. I live in Winthrop, off the backside of Belle Isle Marsh. When I first moved in there in 1978, it was right after the blizzard. They had a flood. Now, in 1988. I don't know what it's called, but there's a natural phenomenon that happens every so often. The sun, earth, and moon line up together, and they had a super moon which elevated the tide several feet. We had 4 feet of water.
Yeah.
Last January 4th, almost 30 years to the day, we had that big storm. I had 6 feet of water in my basement because at the Belle Isle Marsh, they put a walkway, and they took out a natural berm that may have stopped some of the water coming in. I would have still got water, but we had a super moon that time, and we had an elevation of the tide of 6 feet because of the storm surge. So, Ken, you're not going to stop all of it. This is something that happens every so often. And I understand what you're saying about the gas and all that, but you know what? Ben's right. These politicians are driving around SUVs. What do you drive? And how do you get to work? You got to understand, you're not going to stop everything. I've been there 41 years. I've been flooded out 5 times. I don't mean flooded out completely, but up to my basement ceiling. It's not fun, and I don't like having to resurrect everything that I have to do. But if you live near the ocean or something like that, you know, I mean, I'm not on the ocean per se. I'm on the backside of the marsh. You're going to have to deal with things like this every so often. I don't like doing it, but it's what happens in the area. So, I mean, for you to think you're going to stop natural phenomena from happening, It's you're out of your mind. This is a bunch of garbage. That geologist is 100% right about the money grab that's going to turn out to be. And I hope you say that to the governor, Greg, when he comes on.
I will.
I'd love to talk to him myself.
Yeah, I will. I will.
What do you? I mean, you can't combat.
You didn't
this.
Answer. You didn't answer the question.
I might drive an SUV, but it's an old SUV.
You drive an SUV.
Well, that's the point. I need to change
from Brookline.
My next car.
Couldn't you take public transportation over here?
It's not that convenient here.
What about Ken? What
doesn't
about,
run at that hour.
What about a unicycle? You want to do something real?
Yeah.
Look, I can be better. I'll fully admit that.
Why don't you pogo your way over here in the morning?
Maybe Stiz can start picking me up like you.
By the way, Storm is one of my favorite masshole words ever.
It is. Storm.
Yeah. Don't slam the storm, duh.
It was a once in a century storm.
What was the spark in the ack? What was that one earlier today?
Yes, the
ack.
We
had a very masshole-orific caller log today. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I love, by the way, I love people who disagree with something that you have to say, like this 401 texter that says, this show will be lucky to last 6 months.
Well,
it's already been on. How long has the show been on?
Worried about global warming.
August, September, October, November, December. 5 months.
Ratings keep going up.
Up.
Yeah.
Just like coastal sea levels.
I don't think there's any higher.
We haven't found anywhere higher than first the last 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. But it's only going to be on 6 months because I don't agree with your opinion on something. Thanks for listening every day, though, by the way. Right. I hate that lead thing, but I tune in every morning at 6 for it.
That's a great burner account.
Let's see here. This is Jeff from Boston. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's up, Jeff?
Hello.
What's going on?
Mike, how can they stand up there and ask for us for any more money ever? They legalized weed in our state, so now I have to explain to my 14-year-old that it's okay to do drugs. Mm-hmm. So, or why?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they're getting off of that?
I don't know.
They take from us constantly. Where does it go?
How can
you even charge us? How do you? And then look at the housing development. It's bumper to bumper gridlock traffic from every angle, Route 24 north to 128 to coming down 93. Bumper to bumper from New Hampshire down.
Yeah.
Because all we do is infrastructure and build, which is great. All those cars are registered in Mass. Where is the money? You took my money. You registered my card. We pay our sales tax. Where's the money?
It's going to reimburse them for their drive to work. Do you get reimbursed? Do you get a per diem to drive to work? Because they do.
Nope.
All they have to do is get on public transportation. I want every single legislator in our state to be mandated that they have to take public transportation. If they think that's the way that everybody else should go, then they should go that way.
I want that to be asked all of them today. People listening in the local news, ask the people on Beacon Hill, will they support a mandated MBTA ride to and from work every day?
We ought to get that guy on who was advocating that guy from Cambridge who was advocating.
Oh, the straw guy.
Yeah, the straw guy.
I will. Yes.
And by the way, Ken is the perfect poster child for this. Yeah. I noticed he no answer. He drives an SUV.
Mm-hmm. It's an old SUV. It's a 2007.
So it's
Honda
probably
Pilot.
Worse when it comes to emissions.
Yeah. You're
very safe though.
Yes, it is safe. But you're not allowed to be safe if you're driving a gas guzzling SUV. You have to risk life and limb by getting into some kind of a tin can.
A compostable. Made from recycled bamboo.
No, you're supposed to drive like a vehicle made of hemp that is compostable at the end that burns potatoes as a
well,
fuel.
Well, they'll build better tin cans.
Build better potatoes.
If they're forced to do it.
Do you know that earlier I was walking by the break room and Nick actually told me that the pistachio was the best nut for the planet?
Oh, my Lord.
Well, almonds take a lot of water.
It was a joke because it's the greenest one, you knucklehead.
When it comes to consuming. Oh, Danielle's cackling again. Here's a texter who says, how much do you get paid to cackle, Danielle?
The cackling clause only nets.
Well, you get well remunerated for cackling.
I got about $5,200 a year just for the cackle.
I idle my SUV during the whole show in hopes that we get another 70-degree Saturday in January.
Mm-hmm. we have all lost our minds. Thank you, Massachusetts.
Yeah, thank you.
We have all lost our minds. How about cleaner buses? How about more buses? How about smaller buses that make it easier to go places instead of the giant ones that it takes 15 minutes to get off of because it's got to pull over, get in traffic, and then it's got to... Yeah.
How about we stop renaming bridges after Big Poppy and name them after Greta Thunberg?
How about if we're going to lose $5 billion a year on something like the MBTA, why don't we just adopt an Uber system and do free Ubers for everybody? Ooh. Like what? Or discounted Ubers for everybody? Why not?
That's a great idea.
I mean, you're going to lose money anyway.
Just get those 15 pass Uber, like an Uber pool system, Greg.
Uber. Yes.
Uber.
I mean, give me a break. All right, we got to get to what is trending.
Drive Home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go Where Love Takes You This Winter, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Well, the biggest news trending, the BC football schedule for 2020
baby.
Is out hot off the press.
Huge and? Game. Halloween, Holy Cross versus BC at the Heights. That
all
is going
right.
to be
what a rivalry.
An epic, epic matchup. Clemson coming to BC October 2nd. I see this as a solid 3-9 season for the Eagles.
That's big.
And it's on a Saturday, too. Well, can I postpone my trick-or-treating?
Brees Hill's schedule going to be coming out soon. College football, you know, right around
yeah.
the corner. You know?
I mean, those guys are in the weight room every day over there at all Bentley. Right. Falcons looking to repeat as the NET conference champs.
Nice.
We'll get the schedule to you as soon as it happens. It's exciting D2 football action coming your way, Ken.
Great. Bruins won last night. Celtics Grizz tonight. Dustin Pedroia had a setback. The knee had a setback, so I don't think anybody was hoping he was going to be involved this year, but that's not good news for that. Baseball Hall of Fame, you got Jeter, you got Larry Walker, no Curt Schilling, just a near miss. 2 years left for him. Bonds and Clemens and Bob Kraft told TMZ, "We plan to," and when asked a question about re-signing Tom Brady.
More of the Greg Hill Show. Now on WEEI.
I am standing up at the water's edge in my dream. I cannot make a single sound as you scream. It can be dark cold. The ground is still warm to touch.
Am I the only one in here who reads the Urology Case Reports medical journal?
No, I get it delivered every week.
Probably. That's why nobody has brought up this story about the unnamed Massachusetts man who is allergic to orgasms. Have you seen this news?
I have. It's kind of a wild story, and I'm actually wondering if the gentleman in question is a listener of the show, because I'd like to know more about this.
Yeah. So this guy, it's a very rare condition.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he orgasms, he has an allergic reaction to it. So he has debilitating anxiety,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure some have had maybe mm-hmm. during their college days or whatever. After
I'm having it right now.
Afterwards. And a brain fog. He's suffered this condition since he was 16 years old. And he managed his condition by making sure that he would only climax once every 2 months.
What a sad way to have to live.
I know.
God.
The poor guy. Huh. But the reason that it is in the Urology Case Reports medical journal is that doctors have found a way to treat the guy. So he has now been freed from this
thank
burden.
Thank goodness.
Oh, this explains Ken.
yes!
I can't, I mean... How horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Once every 2 months.
I mean,
geez,
the guy was probably enjoying himself, and then all of a sudden he has to start to think about the allergic reaction.
Do you need an EpiPen for this?
You didn't say what the cure is.
They give him
it's listening to the skate pod.
Oh, Curtis from the clouds. Boom, shakalaka. He's on fire.
New episode tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Does anything get more promotion in the form of mock than the skate pod? God bless.
Yes, I would say some of your online video
some of your video ding dongs.
Zero dark jersey.
Why don't you get in your negative gas mileage car and go drive yourself to the Peloton class?
I think I might. I think I might drive around aimlessly with no particular
window down,
with no particular destination.
Spitting
in mind.
Dip.
spitting my dip out.
Lighting
the window.
Off fireworks.
Yep.
Scratch ticket. A fog of scratch tickets just falling on everyone's windshield.
Man,
I'm the hill man.
That's
with the horn from Rodney's boat and Caddyshack.
I know. I'm a horrible person because I want an SUV that can get me through the snow and get me to work on time.
Greg, driving Batman's tumbler through the streets of Stowe to Boston.
Yeah. I don't have a Nick Price-like vehicle. Or a David Price-like vehicle.
The Rhino or whatever it's called.
That is truly the greatest compensation vehicle in the history of time, right? We can all agree?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, what? Danielle says that all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's up there.
Really?
It's like, don't notice me. Leave me alone. Let me hop in this giant thing and then drive into the back of Fenway. Right.
Every time he drives, every time he drives that to the ballpark, I expect him to get out and go, Gotham has been praying to a false idol.
The thing's like two stories tall.
Well, have you ever seen him leave after the game?
I've seen him pull into the game.
Oh, they have to clear, you know, the player's lot is at the end of whatever Yawkey Way is now called.
Jersey Street or something.
And they have to clear the fans out in a two-mile radius so he can get his vehicle out. There's only one other player that's allowed to park in the lot because there's not enough room for anybody other than, I mean, that thing. How much did that thing cost? That's like a $300,000 vehicle or something, right?
This isn't about me.
It's like when an Airbus A380 lands at your airport, like those super ones that only like Qatar Airways can afford. Like nothing else is allowed to come to or from your airport for like a half an hour because it hogs up so much sky.
The Rhino GX starts at $194,000 for the gasoline version and $204,000 for the diesel for the base model.
Oh.
That's just the base.
$204,000. So probably David Price is not concerned about the gas fee.
No. I don't think he is.
He's not worried about the gas fee like the rest of us.
Thanks, Dombrowski.
Yeah. All right, this is Ted from California. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Ted, do you want your titles back? Do you want your World Series titles back?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll send them your way. What are you calling about?
I was calling about the guy who happens to be allergic to his own excitement, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
He has to, every other month, he has to limit himself?
Every 2 months, he was limiting himself to orgasms, yes.
And the doctor has a cure. The cure is marriage, because once you get married, it'll be far less than that.
Nick, you missed that one.
I already said it. You guys didn't hear it. Okay. You skate-potted right past it in the last break.
Zero dark nuptials.
Well, Curtis.
The Nick jar was full. Everything else is just spillover.
Eat a bag of Nicks.
This 978 texter says, since this guy got cured, he hasn't left his home once.
I wouldn't.
And he has a well-developed right arm. Well, yeah, he's probably got incredible right arm strength. Yeah. All right. We are going to take a break, but the crossover is coming up next.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The A's and the squad are watching. The A's and the squad.
Well, Rich Keefe is here to face the music.
That's right.
Somebody's very unhappy with you in the room.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Someone please act as an envoy between me and Rich Keefe?
You're not going to speak to him?
I'm not going to address him directly nor look him in the eye.
Listen.
You're dead to me.
I did not decapitate a squirrel's head.
Doesn't matter.
But you tweeted it, and Danielle she loves all of God's little creatures.
All the furry creatures, so do I. I'm a woodland
critter. But on National Squirrel Appreciation Day,
of all days,
Keith,
it was a message,
you
maybe.
You jackass.
Do you think somebody was sending me a message?
Oh, yes. Maybe.
Like, hey, don't mess around here.
Yeah.
It's Glenn.
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
But you should have seen the joy in my dog's eyes when he brought that thing up to the deck. Mm-hmm. He was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that's not him. Now, he has great speed. He has exceptional lateral quickness.
What kind of dog is it?
He is a mix. He's like a border collie mix.
Okay.
A nice little rescue pup.
Yeah.
And he chases squirrels. He chases bunnies, but he doesn't catch them. Because I don't think he has that instinct. Like, I don't think he has the real want to.
The killer instinct?
He doesn't have that.
Well, what happened to this one?
I believe there's like a hawk in the area.
Yeah, he probably only found the head.
Oh, he 100% found it.
Yeah.
But he was like, look at this.
Hey.
Look at this guy. Yeah. Blood pouring out, you know, the tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
It was a pretty nasty shot. So I said, you know what I need to do? Tweet it.
Yeah.
Take a picture and tweet it.
I mean,
he's
dead.
It
really upset Danielle. I mean,
well,
she
I'm sorry about that.
She doesn't like to see that kind of
thing. Don't you think the squirrels, there might be a little bit of an overpopulation of the squirrels?
Squirrels are important for forestation.
Well, there's a lot of squirrels.
I don't really need to see. National
Do you need
squirrel?
A million of them?
Listen,
they are
Rich,
pigeons without wings.
Yes. When I am
they're filthy creatures.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm spending valuable time
curating
10 beautiful videos to post on my Instagram at Danielle Dutmer.
Yep.
Follow me for compelling squirrel content.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that on the Twitter machine.
Well, just listen, it's the hard reality of life. You know, some of these squirrels just don't make it.
You know,
some of them don't live a long life.
These animals are so proud, though, when they kill something that they bring it back and present it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
two Thanksgivings ago, My wife was up early. She was starting to the cooking. Mm-hmm. My dog found a bunny. Full bunny, not a decapitated bunny. Full bunny. Mm-hmm. Had it in his mouth. It was the greatest day of his life.
Yeah.
He was prancing around with it. He was showing you, and he was like kind of lying to us. He was like, look what I caught.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't catch it. We know you didn't catch it. We've seen you go after him. You can't catch him. But he was so thrilled, and I felt terrible having to take it away from him. Because you're like, it could be riddled with disease.
Yeah.
So you can't really have him eat it. So you got to kind of take it away.
Denying the animal that privilege, that instinct, would be like denying Greg the privilege of driving a giant tank that gets 3 miles per gallon while he does flavor dip and rips off scratchies,
His armored tank at 2 miles a gallon.
Right. Yeah. In his Bane-mobile.
What do you like that?
I'm single-handedly destroying the planet.
I was going to say something.
You were going to say something about that?
I don't think I know you well enough to say that.
Well, which side are you on?
I'm on Danielle's side with everything.
Smart man.
I don't know if you're like Ken and Nick where...
I bike to work, so...
Oh, you bike to work? Yeah. Okay, excellent.
I get pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, you use the bike lanes.
I use the bike lanes. I have them all to myself. I've never seen anybody on them, so I just kind of cruise in every day.
What do we got on the show today?
We got Jermaine Wiggins on the show because it's a Wiggy Wednesday.
Okay.
We're going to do some Bruins talk. They had a nice win last night. Andrew Raycroft is going to be in. And then Real Estate Gate, Tommy Kern. We're going to keep that going.
He's on the show. Is he on the show?
He's on the show at 1 o'clock.
Why do you think he's so upset by just a report?
I don't understand.
I'm a stooge. I'm a hack.
Well, come on.
I'm not a journalist.
Don't say you're You're number one.
It was 2 weeks. Don't listen to Curtis.
That's right.
I just bring things up for fun. Why do you think he's so upset about it?
Oh, my God.
I
don't know.
I mean, why does he have to say forcefully there is no house in Connecticut?
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
How does he know?
He sounds like he knows. It sounds like he seems like he knows.
How does one know that?
Maybe inside info? I don't know.
Obviously,
maybe
the man,
inside info.
The man has been a Brady insider.
Do you have multiple sources on this?
I have one source.
Ew, that's flimsy.
Is that flimsy?
Yeah.
One source
is very flimsy.
One source.
Yeah. I feel like Fourier has gotten into a lot of trouble with the one source.
Dunsky
may have been a one source situation.
I'm not a journalist. I mean, there are erroneous declarations that have been made on this station for years.
No, I don't know any of those.
I mean,
you both can't. Be
I am
right,
a journalist.
Though.
I think
somebody's wrong.
I think my friend Dale said Gronk was definitely coming back.
Yes, he did.
I mean,
yes, he did. I don't know why
you're wrong.
Was that one source or what?
He's absolutely playing next year.
That might have been triple source.
This is a bad look, though, for Greg, isn't it? He starts to call out other people's reports.
Tom Curran said that Tom Brady was possibly going to miss the entire 2009 season due to complications with his knee surgery.
Yeah.
Tom Brady played in 2009.
I mean, that was also 11 years ago. I feel like we're all kind of really
Tom Brady wanted to play in 2008 on his torn ACL, as reported by nobody.
Yeah.
What time is Tom E. Curran on?
1 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What is your middle name, Rich?
Francis.
Okay, so it would be Rich F. Keith.
Rich F. Keith. Wow. Okay. Yeah, if I wrote for the Globe or something, it'd be Richard. Rich.
Okay. What about Dale? What is Dale's middle name?
E.
Dale E. Arnold.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. So we have the E's. Greg E. Hill.
Greg E. Hill.
Tom E. Curran and Dale E. Arnold.
Are you really Greg E. Hill or is that a shot at Curran?
No, Edward. Edward is my middle name.
I just assumed it was
Edward.
A
name
I'm
for
Danielle
my grandfather.
E.
Oh, that's very name for my grandfather.
That's very nice.
Yeah. All right, so Dale and Keefe is next. If you missed anything this morning, catch it via the app. Use the rewind feature on our app. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, you can do it by texting the letters APP to 37937. And we will be back tomorrow morning with Ask an Attorney at 8:15. Larry the Lawyer will be in here. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.